Hey there, Daily Dosers. My name is Jason Diaz, and I'm the worship pastor at our Rancho Bernardo campus. And I'm so excited to be with you in the Word today because we are talking about loving people even when it's hard. Now, some of you might be like, what's he talking about? Loving people is easy. And if that's you, you can just click away from this video. But if you're anything like me, loving people can be really difficult at times. So let's point toward our verse for today. It comes from 2 John chapter 1, verse 6, and it reads like this. This is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. And so the principle is simple. If we want to love, we have to obey God's commands. And if we want to obey, we have to love. It kind of feels like we're going in circles a little bit. But I appreciate that Jesus has spoken on this before when he said the two greatest commandments were these: to love God with everything that you have and to love others as you would want to be loved. And when we approach it from that angle, it gets a little more clear on how we're supposed to act this out, this agape love, this love that really is unconditional for God and for the people around us. So how do we do that? Well, let me give you an example. Picture this. We're in the middle of 2020, just before things are starting to get really chaotic. And my wife, Becky, and I decided that it was finally time to brave the grocery store. Yeah. So we walk in, and immediately I regret it. We're standing there at the entrance and just looking at all the empty shelves, the things that are missing, the things that we need and we don't know how we're going to find. And people are hysterical. I mean, it's looking like just a madhouse in there. And so we make our way through the store and we're gathering up the things that we need as people are fighting over the same stuff. And we finally get into this long line of people who are really agitated. I mean, they are so furious that they have to be in a line at all and that they can't find what they need. It's like that classic line that always comes up when you finally get to the end of the cashier and they say, "Did you find what you needed today?" Well, no, not really, but thanks anyways. And that's happening in real time. And so you can imagine what that felt like as we're standing there just wanting to get out of the store. My heart and my mind are getting overwhelmed because I'm an introvert, and so I'm just starting to internalize all of this stress and anxiety, and I'm starting to look for exits and ways to just get out of this building as fast as I possibly can. And meanwhile, God is stirring something in Becky's heart, in my wife's heart. And so as we get closer and closer and people are getting more upset, they're acting like they don't have time, but they have plenty of time to just berate and lay into this cashier. And she's really taking it in. It's suddenly become all her fault that this is happening to begin with. And we finally get to the front of the line. We throw our groceries up on the conveyor belt. And Becky does something that really surprised me. She grabs a Snickers bar and she throws it up there. We pay for our groceries and she takes the Snickers bar and she hands it to the cashier and she says, "Here, this is for you." And I'm going, "What are you doing? We don't need to add something else to our bills. She doesn't need this." But the cashier takes it and she says, "This means so much. I've had the worst week. I've been on my feet for 8 hours today. I haven't had anything to eat and people have just been so mean. I felt like giving up. But this, you just don't know how much this means." And in that moment, something changed within me, and I think the people around us and within the heart of that cashier. Suddenly, I was reminded of the mission that God calls us to, day in and day out, no matter what's going on, that we have to have compassion, that we have to be willing to love the people around us, even when it's hard. I don't think Becky meant for that to be read that way. She was just trying to be kind, but it did read that way. It read like the agape love that God calls us to practice. And so I just want to encourage us with this today. Wherever you are, wherever you find yourself, no matter how chaotic life can be at times, come back to this principle, to love God with everything that you have and to love others, to walk in love and to practice it daily in the smallest ways. Sometimes it might be a kind word, a word of encouragement or a hug, or maybe it's just a Snickers bar. Whatever the case, remember the mission to love God and to love others.